103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She asked to be called Lucy.
Okay, Lucy.
And she wants to know if she's the jerk for leaving her 16-year-old home alone on weekends. But hold on, hold on. You got to hear the whole story.
Yeah, you always do, don't you?
Yeah, because I thought she was working, but she's not working. So hold that. Now that I went,
She's not at work.
She's not at work. Okay. So listen to why she's leaving her 16-year-old home alone on the weekend. She said, Allie and DZ been divorced 9 years. The kids were 16, 13, and 7, shared 50-50 custody until the two older ones became adults and moved out of state. Now I only have the 16-year-old at home. She's got one left.
Last one before she's an empty nester.
Yeah, she said, my 16-year-old went through a very rough patch in middle school, but now she's doing amazing.
Good.
Some behavioral health problems, doing great. But with that, I also gained full custody. She sees and talks to her dad on occasion. Their relationship is okay.
Okay.
She's now a very mature, responsible teenager who's got a 4.0 GPA. Yep, has recently got her driver's license and a car. Fast forward 2 years ago, I started the online dating journey. I have stories, but that's a topic for another day, LOL. I've went on dates, but have never introduced any of them to my daughter until now, due to meeting a wonderful man. The two of them get along great, but he will not sleep at my house when she is there, which I respect so much, in all caps.
I mean, that's a little weird to me.
At some point, if you're dating, he's going to...
Right.
But then she writes, so I spend most Saturdays and Sundays at his house leaving my daughter home alone. Mind you, there's plenty to eat and drink for her to help herself too, but my mom guilt's kicking in for doing this. Am I the jerk for leaving her home alone on weekends to spend time at my boyfriend's house, seeing as she is still a minor? I listen to your show every morning on the way to work and absolutely love it, and the listeners, and I now need to get opinion / advice. Mm-hmm. Thanks much, smiley face. Now I feel bad, though, that she listens to our show every day, because I'm going to have to go, you're the jerk.
Yeah?
Yeah, not a fan.
I mean,
not a fan of the whole leaving the whole weekend to go. She's still in your house. She's still a minor.
How long has this
you're
been
still
happening,
a mom.
Though? Right? And I get that. You're still a parent. You're mm-hmm. supposed to be there, but you're there all week.
Why can't he stay there if you're there?
Right.
What's the fear?
What makes him uncomfortable being over there when your daughter's home?
And you're there too.
If you got full custody, she's always there.
That's what I was going to say. Like, at some point, this is your life. Mm-hmm. Is he just want you to come over to his house and... I don't know.
I don't know, man, because sure, I guess that's commendable that he's trying to give them their space and respect their home and their privacy, whatever, but if y'all are dating, like, how long? My question is, how long has this been happening mm-hmm. where you've been leaving your kid home alone all weekend?
That's a lot.
You can't Macaulay Culkin your kid every weekend, dog.
No, and I feel like the mom guilt's kicking in because she knows in mm-hmm. her gut that it's not right.
How does the daughter feel about it, though? The daughter might not care.
Well, of course, she might love it. 16 and her parents are, nobody's there. And she's got the house to herself. That's the fantasy, right? For the 16-year-old.
She's cooling all weekend. I didn't see Larry.
She's living her best life.
What y'all trying to do this weekend? I'm free.
And I'm not saying the 16-year-old isn't mature.
Sure.
She's got a license and all these things, but they're.
She's got a 4.0. Sounds like a solid kid.
Smart, but
not
I
saying
can't,
that solid kids don't wild out, though.
And it doesn't mean that they can't get neglected in certain ways.
If the kid don't care, though, she's 16 at the same time.
A lot of people, not going to care.
A lot of people are mature enough to go, no, mom, mm-hmm. go do your thing. Enjoy your life. I'm comfortable. I'm good. Is it every single weekend, though? And how long?
I really thought that she was going to say she was working.
Nope.
When she said she leaves her kid home alone all weekend. I never thought it was going to be, I leave my kid to go to my boyfriend's house and spend the night. Like, that's where you lost me.
Oh, she working, all right.
Yeah. Might have to work it out during the day there, sister.
I guess work makes
some
it different.
Day fun, if you know what I mean. No more sleepovers.
work makes it different because that's a responsibility. You can't really control that. You could control
this is a choice.
Going to have a sleepover at your boyfriend's house.
And she deserves to have, you know, love and all these things.
Sure.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to find something. You got to figure something out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe this ain't it. I don't know, though.
414-5 833-1037. Somebody wrote in, such a big jerk, it's not even funny. Ooh. Oh, because I didn't know which way the texts were going to go. I knew initially I went jerk, right?
Somebody got to say not the jerk.
Jerk, you're telling the child the child isn't important. Ooh. If you're leaving her every single weekend, then total jerk. Wow. Okay, well, I can't wait to see. The phones are going crazy. Okay. Yeah. Let's take the calls next. Is Lucy a jerk for leaving her 16-year-old home alone on weekends to spend the night at her boyfriend's house? I have to add that at the end because we need to know why. That's
full
relevant.
Context.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody texted in and said, even if the mom was working, she'd come home every night.
True. No, that is true.
Every household is different, but I don't think good for long term at all. We are talking about, is Lucy the jerk for leaving her 16-year-old home alone on the weekends because she goes to her boyfriend's house? Mm. The mom guilt's kicking in. She feels like it's not good.
And is it kind of just like an overnight, a Saturday to Sunday thing, or is it all weekend?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I can't imagine leaving Owen and Hudson every weekend to go to my boyfriend's. You'd look at me and go, Allie,
what are you doing?
Yeah, you know you would. Yeah. And I would too.
Yeah.
So let's go to the phone. Sarah, one of our regulars, is in Hartford. She's got her own theme song. Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Best part, we actually met Sarah this weekend in person.
Yeah, we did.
It was so nice. Finally, we had not met you. You came up to us in the Deer District, and DZ and I both met you in the fam. So it was a very exciting weekend for us. But you have a 16-year-old, so you were passionate.
Speak of the fam. Yeah. So even though it's not a female 16-year-old, I still can't see myself ever... I would never be able to do that. Not every weekend. Like, especially when she says, you know, that her daughter had such a hard time in middle school. I mean, high school isn't that easy either.
True.
You don't know if that daughter needs you once in a while to be around so she can have someone to talk to. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't agree with that at all. I mean, those years are needed. How do you know she's not feeling that I don't want to say abandon is a bad word to say, but
absence.
I guess
absence is a good word.
Yeah. So I don't.
It's a good word.
I would not feel comfortable with that. Just knowing, you know, she already doesn't have, you know, they have full custody, or she's got full custody. I mean, it's not. Yeah,
Listen to this text.
I don't agree.
Somebody said, every weekend, I feel like she told us how she has a great 16-year-old to show she's been a good mom because she knew she was going to hit us with, I leave her alone on the weekends to hang out with my boyfriend, jerk/irresponsible.
She layered it on the front end saying, my kid is great and responsible, so it's cool that I'm leaving her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Somebody
absolutely
else texted in and said, not the jerk. I loved when my mom left me home alone when I was 13.
Well, duh.
Obviously, that's the problem. That's what you're missing. Here.
Right. Exactly. No, I disagree. I don't agree with that. I think it's totally irresponsible, and she needs to take a step back and really look at what she's doing.
Can I be honest too, Sarah? I remember, you know, I was the youngest, like this kid. My siblings were out of the house, and I was 16, and my parents would go on trips, maybe for the weekend, to go watch my sister who was in college. She would play sports, and they'd have to go watch her.
Right.
If they left me every weekend, that would be wild.
Right.
Like, I mean, an overnight here and there when they're supporting my sister
is one thing.
Every weekend would be wild.
To go
my
to
husband
boyfriend.
And I That'd have a hard worse. Time if we have to leave my 16-year-old at home for whatever reason. I find every way, shape, or form not to have to do that because I don't want that. I mean, if he were to need something and I'm not there, I just, no.
Okay. So you say jerk. We got it.
Kicks it off.
Cool jerk.
Appreciate
okay, have
talk.
A great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye. Let's go to Shannon in West Milwaukee next and see what she thinks. Lucy wants to know if she's a jerk for going to her boyfriend's house and spending the night there because he doesn't really like to spend the night at her house since she's got a daughter for some reason.
Is it doesn't like or is it just trying to respect boundaries? I don't know.
At some point, you can have boundaries and be in the house.
He's waiting for her to invite him over to sleep, though. Yeah, that's probably it.
She said he doesn't want to sleep at her house because of the kid.
Ugh.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
Shannon, good morning.
Shannon, hey.
Hi.
What do you think? Is Lucy a jerk for leaving the kid home alone?
Talk to us.
She's a jerk. Ooh. Oh, my God. So much a jerk. Okay, I have a child that is 16, mm-hmm. and she's a girl. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. My daughter, too, has a 4.0.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
She has a car. I still cannot imagine leaving her alone for two nights mm-hmm. by herself.
Yeah, repeatedly.
In case something happens, yes, in case something happens, you don't know if your house is going to get broken into. You don't know if something's going to happen to your daughter.
You could name all kinds of things that could happen.
You don't know what your
happen.
Daughter's even doing. You know, we don't know. Does his daughter have a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. my daughter has a boyfriend, but I don't let him in the house. I don't let him, like, he can't come over.
You can only stand at the front lawn.
Yeah,
with that boombox.
Yeah, you knew where I was going.
I knew. Yeah,
it's like boundaries. Like I told her, until I meet his parents, you know, you can date him, but until I meet his parents, I'm sorry, he can't come over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just it's nowadays.
Is what it is.
You can't be too careful nowadays.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah.
So she's saying it's a little too much that you're doing it every weekend, Mama Bear. That ain't mm-hmm. it. Calling her a jerk.
All right. She's fired up. Shannon is fired up.
She's about to go tell her 16-year-old she's grounded for no reason.
I left my kids for 3 hours on Saturday night, anxiety, worrying about that I need to get home to them because they were home alone.
I feel that.
So, right? And I know they're a lot younger, so it's not a fair parallel. But at the same time, you're constantly on my mind because they're my responsibility at that moment.
It clearly doesn't change. If you're feeling it now, you're going to feel it later.
I would hope.
Right?
We're
two for two.
Interesting.
Shannon,
okay.
We appreciate your call.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks. Bye.
This jerk. I can't imagine it being a not the jerk at this point, but let's find out.
So much jerk.
Amanda's in Racine, our regular. Amanda. There she is.
Hey.
She goes,
hey.
Amanda, did you hear yourself? Woo.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
She's all over the map.
Oh, somebody called her a very naughty name. Not you, Amanda, Lucy.
Ooh.
They said she's
okay
a bleep. Oops, I mean jerk.
Yeah.
Not a fan of this. People are very upset with this woman on the text line. Is Lucy a jerk for leaving her 16-year-old home alone to spend the night at her boyfriend's house every weekend?
What's up? What's up?
I'm going to say jerk. I'm going to pick the broom and
I'm
sweep
it. Take the broom
but,
and sweep
you know,
it.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's also an idiot, too, because you know what? My mom would leave us home alone.
Yeah.
And guess what my siblings would do? Throw parties.
Do whatever you
alcohol,
want.
Alcohol, illegal stuff. So.
I didn't want to say it, but come on, man. 16
honestly.
Years old. You don't know what they're getting into. You're not even home or checking in.
100%.
By the way, I was the
cameras?
Person that ran away. Yeah. I ran away and hid in the bedroom.
See?
Oh, my gosh, Amanda. I ran away and hid in the bedroom.
Amanda said I had no part of
it.
I did nothing wrong. Nothing at all.
It wasn't me.
So you say jerk, though, Amanda.
Clean, sweet.
Yeah.
Yep. But what I will say is today's my birthday, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday,
that's
Amanda.
Why she called in.
So,
I knew something was going on. I couldn't figure it out.
I'll party with the kids at the house.
No, just leave them alone. They'll be fine.
Yeah, just leave them for the
weekend.
In fact,
go two nights. Husband's uncomfortable. You and the husband leave.
Amanda's not the jerk, but Lucy is.
Lucy is definitely the jerk. Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye. Happy birthday.
Somebody said the mom needs to set boundaries and not sleep over. Getting it on ain't that important.
Touche.
Oh, boy.
You got to be there for the kids.
Yeah,
man.
Jerk. It's not that the daughter is being left home alone. It's the reason. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way I felt. Like, when I first read it, I thought, are you working? Are you trying to, you know, pay the bills
What's
and make ends
on?
Meet? Oh, wait, you're going to your boyfriend's?
Not ends meet,
no.
but a meet
this
for sure.
This ain't going to fly. You either better start deciding how you're going to live. Either you're going to have a separate, totally separate life with him separate from her, and you're going to figure out that. But right now, oof.
Man, yeah, and you don't know what's going on. I just, you know, I'm a proponent of wanting to keep your eyes on your kids. So clean, sweep, jerk.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She asked to be called Lucy.
Okay, Lucy.
And she wants to know if she's the jerk for leaving her 16-year-old home alone on weekends. But hold on. You got to hear the whole story.
Yeah, you always do, don't you?
Yeah, because I thought she was working, but she's not working. So hold that. Now that I went,
She's not at work.
She's not at work. Okay. So listen to why she's leaving her 16-year-old home alone on the weekend. She said, Allie and DZ been divorced 9 years. The kids were 16, 13, and 7, shared 50-50 custody until the two older ones became adults and moved out of state. Now I only have the 16-year-old at home. She's got one left.
Last one before she's an empty nester.
Yeah, she said, my 16-year-old went through a very rough patch in middle school, but now she's doing amazing.
Good.
Some behavioral health problems, doing great. But with that, I also gained full custody. She sees and talks to her dad on occasion. Their relationship is okay.
Okay.
She's now a very mature, responsible teenager who's got a 4.0 GPA. Yep, has recently got her driver's license and a car. Fast forward 2 years ago, I started the online dating journey. I have stories, but that's a topic for another day, LOL. I've went on dates, but have never introduced any of them to my daughter until now, due to meeting a wonderful man. The two of them get along great, but he will not sleep at my house when she is there, which I respect so much, in all caps.
I mean, that's a little weird to me.
At some point, if you're dating, he's going to... But then she writes, so I spend most Saturdays and Sundays at his house leaving my daughter home alone. Mind you, there's plenty to eat and drink for her to help herself too, but my mom guilt's kicking in for doing this. Am I the jerk for leaving her home alone on weekends to spend time at my boyfriend's house, seeing as she is still a minor? I listen to your show every morning on the way to work and absolutely love it, and the listeners, and I now need to get opinion/advice. Mm-hmm. Thanks much, smiley face. Now I feel bad, though, that she listens to our show every day, because I'm going to have to go, you're the jerk.
Yeah?
Yeah, not a fan.
I mean,
not a fan of the whole leaving the whole weekend to go. She's still in your house. She's still a minor.
How long has this
you're
been happening, though? Right? And I get that you're still a parent, you're supposed to be there, but you're there all week.
Why can't he stay there if you're there?
Right.
What's the fear?
What makes him uncomfortable being over there when your daughter's home?
And you're there too.
If you got full custody, she's always there.
That's what I was going to say. Like, at some point, this is your life. Mm-hmm. Is he just want you to come over to his house and. I don't know.
I don't know, man, because sure, I guess that's commendable that he's trying to give them their space and respect their home and their privacy, whatever, but if y'all are dating, like, how long? My question is, how long has this been happening where you've been leaving your kid home alone all weekend?
That's a lot.
You can't Macaulay Culkin your kid every weekend, dog.
No, and I feel like the mom guilt's kicking in because she knows in her gut that it's not right.
How does the daughter feel about it, though? The daughter might not care.
Well, of course not. She's 16, and her parents are... Nobody's there, and she's got the house to herself. That's the fantasy, right? For the 16-year-old.
She's cooling all weekend. Honestly, Larry.
She's living her best life.
What y'all trying to do this weekend? I'm free.
And I'm not saying the 16-year-old isn't mature.
Sure.
She got a license and all these things, but they're...
She's got a 4.0. Sounds like a solid kid.
Smart, but
I can't... Not saying that solid kids don't wild out, though.
And it doesn't mean that they can't get neglected in certain ways.
If the kid don't care, though, she's 16 at the same time.
Not going
to
care.
A lot of people are mature enough to go, no, mom, go do your thing. Enjoy your life. I'm comfortable. I'm good. Is it every single weekend, though? And how long?
I really thought that she was going to say she was working.
Nope.
When she said she leaves her kid home alone all weekend. I never thought it was going to be, I leave my kid to go to my boyfriend's house and spend the night. Like, that's where you lost me.
Oh, she working, all right.
Yeah. Might have to work it out during the day there, sister.
I guess work makes
some
it different.
Some day fun, if you know what I mean. No more sleepovers.
work makes it different because that's a responsibility. You can't really control that. You could control
this is a choice.
Going to have a sleepover at your boyfriend's house.
And she deserves to have, you know, love and all these things.
Sure.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to find something. You got to figure something out. Yeah. Maybe this ain't it. I don't know, though.
414-533-1037. Somebody wrote in, such a big jerk, it's not even funny. I didn't know which way the texts were going to go. I knew initially I went jerk, right?
Somebody got to say not the jerk.
You're telling the child isn't important. Ooh. If you're leaving her every single weekend, then total jerk. Wow. Okay. Well, I can't wait to see. The phones are going crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take the calls next. Is Lucy a jerk for leaving her 16-year-old home alone on weekends to spend the night at her boyfriend's house? I have to add that at the end because we need to know why. That's relevant.
Context.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody texted in and said, even if the mom was working, she'd come home every night.
True. No, that is true.
Every household is different, but I don't think good for long term at all. We are talking about, is Lucy the jerk for leaving her 16-year-old home alone on the weekends because she goes to her boyfriend's house? Mm. The mom guilt's kicking in. She feels like it's not good.
And is it kind of just like an overnight, a Saturday to Sunday thing, or is it all weekend?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I can't imagine leaving Owen and Hudson every weekend to go to my boyfriend's. You'd look at me and go, Allie,
what are you doing?
Yeah, you know you would. Yeah. And I would too.
Yeah.
So let's go to the phone. Sarah, one of our regulars, is in Hartford. She's got her own theme song. Sarah.
Good morning.
Best part, we actually met Sarah this weekend in person.
Yes,
we did.
It was so nice. Finally, we had not met you. You came up to us in the Deer District, and DZ and I both met you in the fam. So it was a very exciting weekend for us. But you have a 16-year-old, so you were passionate.
Speaking of the fam, so even though it's not a female 16-year-old, I still can't see myself ever... I would never be able to do that. Not every weekend. Like, especially when she says, you know, that her daughter had such a hard time in middle school. I mean, high school isn't that easy either.
True.
You don't know if that daughter needs you once in a while to be around so she can have someone to talk to. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't agree with that at all. I mean, those years are needed. How do you know she's not feeling that I don't want to say abandon is a bad word to say, but
absence.
I guess
absence a good word.
Yeah. So I don't.
Yeah, it's a good word.
I would not feel comfortable with that. Just knowing, you know, she already doesn't have, you know, they have full custody, or she's got full custody. I mean, it's not. Yeah,
listen to this text.
I don't agree.
Somebody said, every weekend, I feel like she told us how she has a great 16-year-old to show she's been a good mom because she knew she was going to hit us with, I leave her alone as on the weekends to hang out with my boyfriend, jerk/irresponsible.
She layered it on the front end saying, my kid is great and responsible, so it's cool that I'm leaving her, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolutely.
Somebody else texted in and said, not the jerk. I loved when my mom left me home alone when I was 13.
Well, duh.
Obviously, that's the problem. That's what you're missing. Here.
Right. Exactly. No, I disagree. I don't agree with that. I think it's totally irresponsible, and she needs to take a step back and really look at what she's doing.
Can I be honest too, Sarah? I remember, you know, I was the youngest, like this kid. My siblings were out of the house, and I was 16, and my parents would go on trips, maybe for the weekend, to go watch my sister who was in college. She would play sports, and they'd have to go watch her.
Right.
If they left me every weekend, that would be wild.
Right.
Like, I mean, an overnight here and there when they're supporting my sister.
Is one thing.
Not every weekend would be wild.
My husband and I have a hard time if we have to leave my 16-year-old at home for whatever reason. I find every way, shape, or form not to have to do that. Because I don't want that. I mean, if he were to need something and I'm not there, I just, no.
Okay, so you say jerk. We got it.
Kicks it off.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye. Let's go to Shannon in West Milwaukee next and see what she thinks. Lucy wants to know if she's a jerk for going to her boyfriend's house and spending the night there because he doesn't really like to spend the night at her house since she's got a daughter for some reason.
Is it doesn't like or is it just trying to respect boundaries? I don't know.
At some point, you can have boundaries and be in the house.
Yeah. He's waiting for her to invite him over to sleep, though. Yeah, that's probably it.
She said he doesn't want to sleep at her house because of the kid. I don't know. Weird. Whatever.
Shannon, good morning.
Shannon, hey.
Hi.
What do you think? Is Lucy a jerk for leaving the kid home alone?
Talk to us.
She's a jerk. Ooh. Oh, my God. So much a jerk. Okay, I have a child that is 16, and she's a girl. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. My daughter, too, has a 4.0.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
She has a car. I still cannot imagine leaving her alone for two nights by herself.
Yeah, repeatedly.
In case something happens, you don't know if your house is going to get broken into. You don't know if something's going to happen to your daughter.
You could name all kinds of things that could happen.
You don't know what your daughter's even doing. You know, we don't know. Does his daughter have a boyfriend?
My daughter has a boyfriend, but I don't let him in the house. I don't let him, like, he can't come over.
You can only stand at the front lawn.
Yeah,
like with the boombox.
Yeah, you knew where I was going.
I knew, yeah.
It's like boundaries. Like I told her, until I meet his parents, you know, you can date him, but until I meet his parents, I'm sorry, he can't come over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just, it's nowadays, you can't be too careful nowadays.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So she's saying it's a little too much that it's you're doing it every weekend, Mama Bear. That ain't mm-hmm. it. Calling her a jerk.
All right. She's fired up. Shannon is fired up.
She's about to go tell her 16-year-old she's grounded for no reason.
I left my kids for 3 hours on Saturday night, anxiety, worrying about that I need to get home to them because they were home alone.
I feel that.
So, right? And I know they're a lot younger, so it's not a fair parallel. But at the same time, you're constantly on my mind because they're my responsibility at that moment.
It clearly doesn't change. If you're feeling it now, you're going to feel it later.
I would hope.
Right?
We're
2 for 2.
Interesting.
Shannon,
okay.
Shannon, we appreciate your call.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks. Bye.
This jerk. I can't imagine it being a not the jerk at this point, but let's find out.
So much jerk.
Amanda's in Racine, our regular. Amanda. There she is.
Hey.
She goes,
hey.
Amanda, did you hear yourself? Woo.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
She's all over the map.
Oh, somebody called her a very naughty name. Not you, Amanda, Lucy. Ooh. They said she's a bleep. Oops, I mean jerk.
Yeah.
Not a fan of this. People are very upset with this woman on the text line. Is Lucy a jerk for leaving her 16-year-old home alone to spend the night at her boyfriend's house every weekend?
What's up? What's up?
I'm going to say jerk. I'm going to take the broom and sweep it.
Take the broom and sweep it.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's also an idiot, too, because you know what? My mom would leave us home alone.
Yeah.
And guess what my siblings would do? Throw parties.
Do whatever you
want. Alcohol, illegal stuff.
I didn't want to say it, but come on, man. 16 years old, you don't know what they're getting into. You're not even home or checking in.
100%.
By the way, I was the person that ran away. I ran away and hid in the bedroom.
See?
Oh, my gosh, Amanda. I ran away and hid in the bedroom.
Amanda said I had no part of it.
Like, I
did nothing wrong. Nothing at all.
It wasn't me.
So you say jerk, though, Amanda.
Clean, sweet.
Yeah.
Yep. But what I will say is today is my birthday, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
That's
Amanda.
Why she called in. So, I knew something was going on. I couldn't figure it out.
I'll party with the kids at the house.
I'll party with the kids at the house.
No, just leave them alone. They'll be fine.
Yeah, just leave them for the weekend.
In fact, go 2 nights. Husband's uncomfortable. You and the husband leave.
Amanda's not the jerk, but Lucy is.
Lucy is definitely the jerk. Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, have a good day.
Bye. Too, bye. Happy birthday.
Somebody said the mom needs to set boundaries and not sleep over. Getting it on ain't that important.
Touche.
Oh, boy.
You got to be there for the kids.
Yeah,
man.
Jerk. It's not that the daughter is being left home alone. It's the reason. Mm-hmm. I think, and that's kind of the way I felt. Like when I first read it, I thought, are you working? Are you trying to, you know, pay the bills and make ends meet? Oh, wait, you're going to your boyfriend's?
Not ends meet,
no.
but a meet
this
for sure.
To fly. You either better start deciding how you're going to live. Either you're going to have a separate, totally separate life with him separate from her, and you're going to figure out that. But right now,
man, and you don't know what's going on. I'm a proponent of wanting to keep your eyes on your kids. So clean, sweep, jerk.